This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ashley Carr. The MU Athletic Department is tightening its rules on employee credit cards. That's because an audit revealed the video director Michael Schumacher spent almost $8,000 at a Las Vegas strip club in May of 2011. He repaid the money shortly after. Department spokesperson Chad Muller says disciplinary actions were taken, but that no guidelines were in place prior to Schumacher's tab.
I don't know that they spell out, you know, in that level of detail what you should and should not do.
Schumacher is still currently employed, but was unreachable for comment on both his office and home phones. Muller said of the nearly 14,000 purchases reviewed in the audit, approximately 60 were flagged. The largest bridge rebuilding program in Missouri's history will soon be finished more than a year ahead of schedule. Over the past 3.5 years, MoDOT has been working on their Safe and Secure Bridges campaign to update the state bridges in need of repair. Next week, they will finish their 802nd bridge, the final bridge in the plan. MoDOT Special Assignments Coordinator Bob Brendel says the new bridges are a great asset to the state.
Almost all of these bridges are now wider than they were before, so they're safer. Many of these bridges are on farm-to-market routes, and they're critically important to our state's agricultural economy.
MoDOT says the plan has addressed a major bridge concern across the state, where prior to the project, more than 100 bridges were declared deficient every year. Illinois' agricultural processing company, Archer Daniels Midland, or ADM, has given $1 million to the University of Missouri's College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources. The donation will be used to build the ADM Center for Agricultural Development, a laboratory for hands-on learning and collaborative research. ADM Senior Vice President for Human Resources, Michael D'Ambrose, says the center will help various disciplines.
While the benefits to the university and college are considerable, we at ADM will reap rewards. By ensuring that our University of Missouri's talent pipeline is well-stocked and with the young people that we need to grow our company.
Biological Engineering Chair Jinglu Tan says there's not enough space for student projects across multiple disciplines currently.
This gift is making it possible for us to have the facility so that we can enhance the student-faculty interactions, enhance the student-team experience, and provide more suitable space.
The college expects the laboratory to be open in 2014. This weekend's morning homecoming football game may have a negative economic impact on downtown Columbia businesses. KBIA's Kelly Stanfield has a story.
The Columbia Chamber of Commerce is concerned that the early homecoming game may decrease the number of people who attend the parade before the game. Some downtown businesses have changed their store hours on Saturday to open early for the parade. Columbia Chamber of Commerce President Don Laird says early athletic events impact businesses because many people do not wake up to go to the event.
I worry more about having an impact on the crowds that normally would turn out for an event like this. Not only is the time going to be a factor, but it's awful cool compared to what it has been weather-wise.
Homecoming kickoff is at 11 a.m., moving the parade to 7 a.m. That is an hour and a half earlier than last year's parade. Kelly Stanfield, KBIA News.
Missouri hunters have an opportunity to stock up the food banks this hunting season. KBIA's Meredith Albert has the story.
Through the Share the Harvest program, deer hunters can donate venison by taking their deer to an approved processor. This meat is then processed and donated to several food banks and local food pantries. Dave Murphy is the executive director of the Conservation Federation of Missouri. He says that the program produced more than 350,000 pounds of venison last year.
We're just trying to do our part to put a little bit back into the community and to help people that need it, and also to help manage the deer herd.
Missouri Department of Conservation and the Conservation Federation of Missouri sponsor the program. Murphy says he expects more donated venison this season. Meredith Albert, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Ashley Carr.